we spent about, roughly about 6 months up in Afghanistan, and then also in Kuwait. We worked in both locations, so pretty much for the the vast majority of the deployment, we were split at least amongst two different locations. Sometimes in Kuwait, we actually occupied two different spots and doing our missions and such. Basically, what we did is we did missions to go out and survey different sites for engineering projects that the military wanted completed. So, like, so we'd go out and we'd survey it, and then we'd do a design according to what the customer wanted, and then we would propose the design to higher headquarters, and they would either approve it or ask us to make a couple changes or whichever way, and then we'd go out and we'd stake it for the construction companies to build, and then we'd do quality control after that. Also, we did some work for the Kuwaiti government too, up in they call it Utari, and it's worked on two parking lots, five roads, a turning circle, four helipads, and actually one of the roads was an elevated road. It would be a lot like the off ramp for on Interstate 90, and that one there was very extensive, and basically what the Kuwaitis wanted was a place where their king could go and watch their military conduct exercises. So that was a huge thing there that helped solidify the relationship between the United States military and the Kuwait government quite a bit. So, but it was a really good deployment.
So, how long did you actually spend overseas on this deployment?
We were there just a few days short of 9 months. And that's basically what the military's goal is right now, is 9 months boots on the ground.
How many people then were involved in this latest deployment? How many do you have under your command in the 927th Engineer Detachment?
Well, our unit is very unique. There's only 14 of us. So there was myself and obviously 13 other soldiers. So it was, like I said, we were pretty small, which is actually makes it kind of nice. It's a little easier to get things done and that. So we were pretty small, but for the type of work that we do, that's about all we need, right,
Chief Warrant Officer 4, Kenneth Schoenfelder, joins us again. He's with the 927th Engineer Detachment of the South Dakota Army National Guard. What, 9 months away, that's got to be difficult. What kinds of things do you and the troops go through when you're away from home for such an extended period of time?
Well, obviously, you get pretty lonely. I mean, we have each other to do things with. But, man, I tell you what, this is my third deployment, and they don't get any easier. You really miss home. South Dakota is a tough place to be away from. I just love this place. And it's, like I said, that's probably the worst part is missing the family and just missing the people and just missing the area. It's kind of hard to explain unless you've really been there, but, there's a lot of things that a person takes for granted, everyday things that you don't have anymore when you're under deployment. One of those things would be privacy and be able to walk, 10 feet or 20 feet, whatever, to a bathroom to use versus, like, over there, you end up walking a block. There's a lot of things at home that you miss a lot.
And I've got to imagine that being able to communicate with your families, there's got to be a lot of challenges with that.
Well, there is. There is a lot of challenges with that. This one here was a lot better. There's quite a few businesses in Sioux Falls that donated money to the Friends of the 927th, an organization that actually supported us quite a bit. And we were able to get better internet. There was internet access in like the MWR building, but then again, you're elbow to elbow with people in there, and so we were able to have internet where we have a little privacy when we talk to our family back home. And obviously, this Skype thing is really nice now too, but You know, it. If you wanted to use a regular phone line, it would probably cost you $1 a minute, you know, to call home. Whereas, you know, you get on the Skype, it's a lot cheaper, and like, you know, you get to see your family too, which makes it a lot nicer too. So.